All right. As Chaz was saying, I heard something this morning, and it says, God, whatever you're doing this season, don't do without me. If you're in for a blessing, don't do it without me. If you need healing, God, don't do it without me. Whatever's in your season that you are doing at this time, please don't do it without me. Oh, Heavenly Father, once again, I want to say thank you for the opportunity to stand in front of everyone and speak on your behalf, not my behalf. What you want said, let it be said. Move me out of the way and make sure the hearers hear what I have to say from you. In Jesus' name, I pray. All right, good morning. The topic of today's title is Guard Wisdom. As we've been going through different versions of it. You had to hear it, you had to know it, you had to apply it. Now you have to guard it. So, let me see, I got to get my notes out because I want to make sure I do this right this time. Y'all remember a while ago I spoke on a thing called faith under fire? My faith has been under fire for the past 3 to 4 weeks. Long days, long nights. Drivers not coming to work, drivers not doing their job. It's just been one of those things. But I thought about it. That was just the devil trying to keep me from coming up here and stand and speak God's word. So I'm going to give you what he told me to give you. I got a question for you. Who in here has a cell phone? Come here, Dow. I know I got this one. This is going to be a good one. Stand right over here for me, please. I got a question for you. Does that cell phone have a security code on it? It's locked up. Something that you're guarding because it's sacred is what's in there, right? Can I have the passcode? You see what I'm saying? That's sacred. God's word doesn't have a passcode. It's freely given. But you have to be in the spirit to understand it. Not the flesh. You sure I can't get that password? So it really means something to you because you're guarding what's in there, right? So that's the title of today's message, Guard Wisdom. God has all kind of wisdom in his book. He has Lady Wisdom talking to you daily about what's going on and how to get to him. Remember the last time I spoke? What did I call this? I don't have this one. When I broke down the Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. God has this right here. It's basic instruction. And guess what? The only passcode is open it and read it and understand it. But then you got to apply it. Thank you. Okay, in Proverbs, we're speaking in Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 23 through 27. Before I get started, we're going to talk about Proverbs, a short saying in general, used stating a general truth or a piece of advice. All through Proverbs, it's pieces of advice. Let me get my extra set of eyes out here. Y'all know I need these. Tell me if you heard some of these before. Make hay while the sun shines. Do we know what that stands for? Make good use of an opportunity while it lasts. Let sleeping dogs lie. No news is good news. Without information, the contrary, you can assume that all is well, right? Once bitten, twice shy. An unpleasant experience induces caution. So if you've been there before, it's unpleasant, the next time, I won't be bitten twice. I've learned. See, that was me when I say, following the wrong angel. Y'all know the other angel. When I used to always talk when I was young and dumb, I was following the wrong one. But someone prayed for me and put me on the right path. See how the devil is? Phone ringing right now. It's work. Probably driving. But Proverbs, like I said, I've had some things where they say, some examples, Proverbs, let me find, I don't have everything with me. Oh, yes, I do. Remember, it's a short general truth or a piece of advice with Proverbs. And I gave you some examples. And give me a second here. I got to get work out of my head again since I'm trying to ring the phone while I'm up here trying to do what I need to do. Guard wisdom. Here's some examples, Proverbs 4, 5, and 7. This one's not up here, but I got to go to it right quick. Give me 1 second. Proverbs 4, chapter 5, section 5. Get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. She is going to protect you, but you have to follow her words. The way he put them in there, you can't change the words to benefit your situation. His words are there to fit everyone, not just you. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. I'm sorry, I'm not as organized as the pastor. I need more space than he does. All right, you move on, please. Here rest in honor, glory, an American soldier known but to God. That's the tomb of the unknown soldier. Here rest in honored glory, an American soldier known but to God. That's special. It's being guarded. Everything you have is special, like your children, your house, your car, the materialistic things that you treasure, you lock up. But watch this. As you move on, if America remembers her unknown soldier, think of the celebration that awaits countless servants of God who are relatively unknown on earth when they reach heaven's gates. I can tell God is in here. And you have the code because you understood exactly what I just said. You said amen to what was put out in here. So that means you're reading your book. You understand that God knows everything. There is no unknown. But here in America, we have an unknown soldier that's being guarded at all times. If America remember her unknown soldiers, think of the celebration that awaits countless servants of God, which is you and I, and the ones that are at home that couldn't come in at the time. And there's others that can be reached if we get out and show them what God can do for them as well as he did for you and I. I got a question for you. Well, I got a little story I want to say right quick. It has this husband and wife. They go out and they travel. They happen to travel to the Holy Land. But while they were in the Holy Land, the wife passed. So while making arrangements to get his wife back to the States, they come in, they ask him, "Sir, if you want, we can bury her here for $500, or you can take her back to the States for $5,000. He said, "No, that's okay. I'll take the $5,000. They say, "But sir, if you spend $500, she's here in the Holy Land." He said, "No, I'll take the $5,000. "But sir," he goes, "it's this way. A long time ago, y'all had a man come in here and die, and 3 days later, he rose again. I don't want to take that chance. I'll take the $5,000. See? point I'm trying to get you to understand is not the funny part, but someone showed him, he heard wisdom, he knows it, and now he's applying it. He said, I hear you, I know what I'm doing, but this is what I want to apply. I want to take her back to the States because I can't take that chance. But on a serious tip, you have to hear wisdom, you have to know wisdom, and you have to apply wisdom. But at the same time, you have to guard wisdom. This is not up here as well, but I want you to understand this right here. If you have your books, go to James 1, chapter 9, verses 19 through 21. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring out the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all the moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Everything he just said right there is talking about what I just said. He heard wisdom, he knows wisdom, and he wants you to apply it. I can speak all day long. The pastor can speak. Brother Ron can speak. Brother Tracy can speak. We can all get up here and speak till we're blue in the face. And you can hear it. And you can know it to get out there and recite it to the next person. But if you don't apply it, if you don't guard it, it's not of God. It's not going nowhere. In James 1, 22, verses 22 and 25, do not merely listen to the words and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away immediately, forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law and gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he heard but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. There's a part in here that I read. I think God was talking about women. I'm not sure, but y'all help me out right quick. Anyone, hold up, let me get the part. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who is like a woman who looks in the face of a mirror and after looking away, goes away immediately and say, how do I look? You just got out the mirror. You should know how you look. But I'm just joking. It's for everyone, okay? It's for everyone. How do I look? But what he's saying is, you hear it. He said, do not merely just listen to my words. Hear my words. Know my words, but apply my words. I'm going to talk about the past, but give me a bigger space. Can we go slide forward, please? No, back up some. I didn't know you went that far. Go back to knowledge, right here. Thank you. Knowledge is not power. The correct application of knowledge is power. Knowledge is not power. I can know everything, but if I don't apply it, it's useless. Question. I know that a stove is hot, but I got to turn it on. If I don't turn it on, I don't get no heat. I know if I walk out to my car and stick the key in, it'll turn over. But if I don't turn that key, see, I can have all the knowledge in the world. It's like saying if you're a professor or a teacher, I can teach all day long. But if I don't get you to apply what I taught you, it's useless. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't use it properly, you have no power. None whatsoever. Proverbs 4:23-27. Guard wisdom. My son, Proverbs 3:1-2. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life, many years and bring you prosperity. Bring you prosperity. I'm all over the place. It's like this here. I apologize. All this I wanted in here, but like I said, I've been going through it for the past 3 to 4 weeks. It's been some long hours, but I'm going to get what he wants me to tell you. I'm going to get it to you. Watch here. He says, Proverbs 4:3, he says, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. For they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. What we're going to talk about is, think about this. The ear must receive and retain the words of the wise parent. You have kids, and you're the wise one teaching. God has all of us as children. He's the wise one that's teaching us. But you have to have the ear to hear what he's saying. The eyes must be riveted to them in the written form and the reminder of the literacy of Israel. The heart serves as a vault within which the treasures of the wisdom are to be guarded and from which they are to be drawn and skillfully employed. Remember how I said when Don came up and I was trying to get in her phone with the security? That's what we're talking about. It's precious to her, so it's locked up away from your eyes. So when God puts something in your heart, that wisdom in there, you have to lock it up and guard it. Because trust me, the devil's coming to test your faith, to see if you have what it takes. And as I go further, you're going to hear it now. Guard wisdom. It's like, how do I say this? Without it, you're like a sitting duck, as I should say. You have to guard wisdom. You have to put on that helmet of salvation and breastplate, you know, to block off all these hot arrows and everything. You have to just, whoo, Lord Jesus. Guard wisdom. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Everything you do flows from it. But watch this. The reason I'm guarding my heart with the wisdom that God gave me and what you should be doing is everything you do flows through your heart. If I'm joyous, it shows in my words. If I have hate in my heart, it's flowing out to you. If I have depression, it's flowing through my heart. Everything you do flows through your heart. Guard your wisdom because everything you do, it goes through your heart, which is God's house. Remember when I said the last time, when you go out to your house and you clean the trash out and you put it out to the hurry curb and everything, trash man comes by and take it away, you don't have a second thought about it. But when God comes in and clean his house, which is your heart, you go back. She didn't do me that bad. I'll make up with her. I'll bring her back. He put her out for a reason. She is poison to you, or he is poison to you. When God cleans your house, don't go back and collect the trash and bring it back in. There's a reason he's cleaning this house. Guard your wisdom. Guard your wisdom. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Psalms 141:3. Set guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. That next one, please. Right here. How y'all remember this? When this first came out, it was like, hey, does this really work? Everybody's trying it, right? Had old tin can of wine, rope and everything. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Y'all remember that? Some of you young kids don't know this because all y'all got is these cell phones. That's all y'all know. This is how we was trying to communicate back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But like he said, set guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. You got to ask God this daily to guard your wisdom because trust me, when I see, and if I'm representing the devil at this time, and I see the joy in your heart, the happiness, I'm coming to see. When he said, your will be tested, he wants to know how faithful you are. When you get tested, when you jump in the fire and that pan get hot and you jump out into the fire and the pan even hotter, are you going to say, I'm not following God no more? This ain't working. Or are you going to stand firm and say, hey, I'm ready. I know you're coming, because when joy comes in your heart, he's coming. He is coming. That devil spirit, everybody thinking, oh, well, he's going to come in, he's going to have horns, he's going to have this little spear in his hand, he'll walk up and say, hey, I come to steal your joy. No, it's not. It's going to be somebody you work with. It's going to be somebody on the driveway where you ride down the parkway and they cut you off. It's going to be all kind of ways the devil's going to come at you to test your wisdom that you're supposed to be guarding. All kinds. Set guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the doors of my lips. Because trust me, I know how to test you. I go through it daily. At work, my phone's ringing right now, and it's like, hey, I'm trying to speak, and my job is calling. They're testing me right now. But see, I'm ignoring them because I am focused on what God is trying to get me to give to you. I'm guarding my mouth and my lips because I want to say something else, but I'm not going to say that. See, the devil can take you there, but you don't want him to take you there. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Proverbs 12:18. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. See, the devil can come in and pierce your soul with these words to attack your spirit. But if you're guarding your wisdom, and I'm coming up here, or someone else is coming to speak to you to heal you of those words, you can stay prayed up and focus on God to guard your wisdom. Because reckless words, how many see how I said back in the day? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me. It don't work that way no more. These new kids these days, they not using words. They not. And then they don't have to use their hands no more. They go on that social media page and they attack your character left and right, whether it be true or not. But you stand firm in God's word. Guard your wisdom, because guess what? He said, I will make your enemy your footstool. So they can say whatever they want on social media. It's going to attack your character. It's going to bring depression to you. Oh, I don't know. But hey, don't worry about it. He's going to fix it. He's in your corner. He's going to fix it. But remember, it's not in your time. It's in his time. But if you stay faithful in his word, he's going to fix it. But you have to stay faithful. I understand it happened in a couple of seconds. And it destroyed where you think it destroyed you. But that is not the way it works. Patience is a virtue. Guard your wisdom. Perversity is deliberate desire to behave in an unreasonable or unacceptable way. Perversity is a deliberate desire to behave in an unreasonable or unacceptable way. Y'all remember when that was me? When I used to say, hey, tell the devil to move over. I'm about to take his seat. That's how young and dumb I was. This was me. This was me. But somebody who was in the book, who listened to Lady Wisdom, who was guarding their wisdom, was praying for me. Now look where I'm at. Stand in front of you, speaking God's word, and loving every minute of it. I'm not worried about what he said or what I did in the past, because he's not holding none of it against me. Y'all know how many times y'all have made a mistake? And where you at? Still in his grace and mercy. Come on now. You still in his grace and mercy. Don't be the one in here to throw the rock and hide the hand. Because remember, a saint is nothing more than a sinner that's already fallen down but gotten back up. We all had our slip-ups. And he has still been right there, open hands. Come, my child. Come, my child. When I say hear wisdom, know wisdom, apply wisdom, and guard your wisdom. He is there for you. Contrariness, awkwardness, and unreasonable. Proverbs 13:3. He who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruins. When that cell phone and that social media start click, 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 and destroy you, they just speaking rashly. But it's going to come to ruins. Because if it's not of you and you can't, they can't make it true, they can only put it out there. But if you allow it, it will destroy you. Because all they need is one little crack in your armor to get in. You have to stay prayed up in Lady Wisdom as far as hear her, know her, apply her, and guard her. And you will have life, abundant life. It's going to cost you a lot. You're going to lose some friends. But guess what? The ones you gain. Lord, look at all the friends around here right now. Them ones outside that's phony, they ain't got nothing for you. You don't need them. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. I say this a lot, but I love this one. Everybody know Peter, right? Peter sitting in the boat with his fellas, hanging out, chilling. All of a sudden, this start coming across the water. They think it's a ghost. They sit there and they go, "Do not be afraid. It is I." Peter goes, "If it is you, Lord, tell me to come." So Peter gets out the boat and walk on water too. But what happened? Peter, that wind came up and Peter said, he lost his focus. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Don't worry about what's going left and right. Because if you are following his lead, you ain't got to worry about what's on the left and right at all. Yes. This was this. When I was young and dumb, I sit there and I look to the left. Devil make that look real good. Here I go. Next thing you know, it ain't what I thought it was supposed to be. The grass ain't green over here. So, hey, Lord, hey, look here. I strayed, Lord, but I repent. I'm back. I'm done. I'm right here. I'm focused on you. You're going to make some mistakes just like I did. No one's perfect. But guess what? Every day I wake up, I'm trying to make myself better to be in his light because I want to be in his presence. You should want to be in his presence. Because trust me, what he has for you, oh my Lord, Jesus, I just can't explain it, but it just feels some way in there. Give careful thought to the path for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Remember when I said everything flows through your heart? Watch this. The feet do the actual walking. Following directions of the heart and the eyes, the safety of the journey depends on the ability to implement quickly the commands they receive. Everything flows through your heart. Be mindful of where you're placing your feet. If your feet stepping on evil, you're not mindful of what you're doing. You're not focused on him. So it's like my heart, I'm going to go step on Daphne. Come on, huh? That's not of God. So here it is. Be careful where you place your feet. So what he's saying is when you walk out your door and you go into the world, the devil and his soldiers are out there. They're going to test you every day to guard your wisdom. But at the same time, watch this, even in your household, your wisdom can be tested. Because if you got teenage kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They will test your wisdom. Like I said, it's a new age out there as far as how you get tested. Where we at right now? For the next one, please. Here we have a father walking down a path teaching his son. But if you notice, it's not a smooth path. It's a rocky path. So he has to teach him how to look for danger, where to place his feet at, stay focused on this, so that way I don't step on a loose rock or I don't one off, because like the sun right now, he's looking off in here. Something has caught his eye. He's not focused on the path. There's danger right there. And that was Proverbs 22:5. In the path of the wicked lies thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul stays far from them. Just like this father is teaching his son about wisdom and guarding his life, the father is teaching us in this book that don't have no password. All it requires is you to open it and read it and guard your wisdom. Yeah, 19. Okay, next one, please. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to look left. Tell me what you see. All right, look right. What do you see? Let me ask you a question. Didn't I just say y'all not to look left and right? Stay focused on us up here. You see how easy you can be distracted? Guard your wisdom. Y'all following what I told you to do. Not what he said. Come on now. I got it. I'm up here and I told you to do it. I understand that. But still, y'all get the point I'm trying to get you to understand, right? Just because he or she said, look left, look right, if it's not of God, why are you over there? Stay focused on God. Hear it, know it, apply it, guard your wisdom. Next one, please. Lady Wisdom. Look left, look right. Right here. Because right now, I'm representing God right now, so everybody should be focused up here. Not looking at your phone, not looking down. I'm speaking for him, so, hey, I feel good right now. I represent God right now. So y'all should be focused on me. Let me quit. Y'all know that this is his seat. I'm just speaking on his behalf now. Is that the right one? Yep. Okay, John 3:11-12. Once again, I apologize because it's not up here. Been a rough one, but I'm going to get it to you. Just remember, John chapter 3, verses 11 through 12. I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still, you people do not accept my testimony. I have spoken of the earthly things, and you do not believe. Now then, will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? I can speak of earthly things all day long. I can give you my testimony how I was young and dumb and where I'm now. But do you hear me? Do you see me? Do you know what I've been through? No, you don't. But I can tell you, I've been through it. But at the same time, he has been by my side every step of the way. Guard your wisdom. Hear it, know it, apply it. Okay, Proverbs 22:17. Pay attention and listen to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach. For it pleases me when you keep it in your heart and have it ready at all times. It pleases God when you're in that situation where you're in the fire and someone's testing your wisdom, your faith, and you come back ready. Well, God said this. He said he would never leave me nor forsake me. God said this. I will restore you. You see what I'm saying? Everything you do and the devil comes, you're ready for it. Don't let the devil come and attack your spirit and you're not ready, prepared. You ain't got to get ready if you stay ready. You don't have to get ready to stay ready. So always be ready to guard your wisdom. Pay attention and listen to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach. I'm standing up here representing God right now and speaking. But you ain't got to believe everything I say, because everything I'm trying to say is the way I comprehended it out of his book. You can go read it for yourself to verify it. You can comprehend exactly what I comprehend. You may get a different version of it, but I guarantee at the end of the day, it's all going to mean the exact same thing. Guard your wisdom. Proverbs 22:12, got that? Ephesians 6:11. Put on a full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Here's what you do. All right, look left. Look right. That's what I'm talking about right there. See how quickly y'all learn? Y'all are guarding y'all wisdom already. Nobody look left. Nobody look right, because it's like this. If it's of God, you know. Look left, look right. But right, oh, look, let me clear something up now. The next time I come for you and I ask you to look left and right, I need you to look left and right now, because that might be a different point. But the point I made today, you understand. Guard your wisdom. Nobody look left and right. I just knew I had somebody for the second time. I just knew it. Like I said, hear wisdom, know wisdom, apply wisdom. But as we talked about today, you have to guard wisdom. Proverbs 4:23-7. And he says, I got to put it back all together now. So I want to make sure I get it all right. That's 1, 2. Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. 24. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. 25. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Y'all got that one. Y'all got that one. 26. Give careful thought to the path for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. 27. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Hear wisdom. Know wisdom. Apply wisdom. Guard wisdom. It is your livelihood. It's going to cost you a lot. It may cost you a job. But if you got faith, he closed that door, he opened up another one. It may cost you a car. Hey, same way you got that one, they make others. It may cost you a friendship that you think is a friendship. But evidently, if it didn't test the fire, it was never a friendship. It was an acquaintance. Guard your wisdom. I have one more thing on here for you guys. I'm going to let you guys get out of here, because I don't want to hold y'all up, because I know y'all got things y'all want to do instead of just sitting here listening to me, right? That's what I wanted to hear right there. See, there's God's children in here right now. Everybody's still ready to listen to what I got to say. Nobody's ready to go. See, that's how it is. When God steps in the house, that shift in the atmosphere puts you to the point where you say, hey, take all the time you need. I'm here to be fed. And that's what I just received from every last one of you. Every last one of you. No one said, hey, okay, yeah, I really got to go. I got to wash the car, cut the grass. The wife got this honeydew. Nobody said none of that. Now, if I had some teenagers in here, they probably say, hey, look, you need to hurry up and get off that stage now. You got to go. I got to get to that phone. But all jokes aside, in real, guard wisdom. Know it. I mean, hear it, know it, apply it, guard it. And it happens in your life every day when someone gets up here and say, God said he would never leave me nor forsake me. I hear it. Do I know he will never leave me nor forsake me? If you're questioning that, you're not ready. You're not ready. Then at the same time, you have to apply it. Because if I know it, trust me, I'm applying it. He said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Hey, I'm with that. Because I know he never leave me nor forsake me. Because guess what? I got 34 years of Tylenol. Let me quit playing. See, every woman in here laughing. You know why? Because they know exactly what I'm talking about. No, let me quit. The first lady for the day, she aight. Let me quit playing. I did say I was going to get up here and joke about it, but I'm going to leave her alone. Now, remember when I said, I gave two jokes. One about the couple going to the Holy Land. It was a story. Okay. I know the women probably sitting there saying, he really loved me. He willing to pay the $5,000 to take me back to the States. And then you found out later on, he didn't want to take that chance. So that's why he took you back to the States. At the same time, when I get out here and you joke and you sit here and say, I said, y'all spend hours getting ready just to go to Burger King. Babe, I want to take you out to Burger King. I want to take you out to eat. Okay. An hour later. I'm just joking with Burger King. An hour later. I can't joke about Burger King because that's where I met her at, you know. So, but at the same time, here it is an hour later. It's like, oh. Then when they finally get ready, they walk out the mirror, and two steps from the mirror. How do I look? You just stepped out of the mirror. You should know how you look. Men don't fall for that. Just say you look good. Because if you say something wrong, guess what? She's going to go right back to that mirror. She got to get right to go back out. Now, I jokingly sit here and said Burger King, right? But Burger King gave me 34 years, basically. Because that's where I met her at. All right? And on top of that, they didn't have a return policy. I'm joking, guys. Oh, Heavenly Father, once again, I come in prayer to say thank you for the opportunity to stand in front of these people and speak on your behalf, Lord. Once again, we joked around with it, but at the same time, your word is serious, Lord. All we want them to do is hear your word, know your word, apply your word, and guard your word, Lord. Because Lady Wisdom is with us at all times, in every situation, no matter what you do in life. Stay prayed up with God. Have that conversation daily. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.